The Justice Department wins a legal issue to uncouple American Airlines and JetBlue. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 19th day of May. Thanks for being here, everybody. In other news, late this afternoon, the debt ceiling talks between the White House and GOP House Leader Kevin McCarthy hit a snag. We'll tell you about that. There are doubts that Montana's TikTok ban will actually work. Bud Light and LGBTQ Plus made the news yet again. Hey, you want to sublease a store? Amazon Fresh is looking for tenants. Uber is fighting a bill in Illinois that proponents say will keep riders safe. The Wall Street Report, yeah, we've got that. And the debt ceiling, a recession, and jobs. Mix them all up. What do you get? We'll tell you. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. A programming reminder that we will be back on the air on Sunday, noon Central. Where? On News Talk 1540 KXEL. And yes, we do stream. Speaking of streaming, you want to hit us up on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Just as we were walking into the studio, we received word that the Justice Department will be able to undo an alliance between American Airlines and JetBlue Airways. The alliance allowed the two airlines to collaborate on Northeast U.S. flight routes. Nobody, by the way, at this early stage is commenting. Late on Friday afternoon, staff from the White House and staff from the House of Representatives indicated they hit a snag in negotiations over the debt ceiling. On Thursday, it was reported that a deal would come about perhaps as soon as this weekend. However, that does not seem to be the case, and no further meetings are scheduled at this time. And yes, Wall Street did react, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. This past week, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte made a big show by signing legislation that banned TikTok in his state. Trouble is, it might not work. CNN is reporting that legal and technology experts say there are huge hurdles for Montana or any state to enforce such a law. The TikTok ban immediately prompted one lawsuit from TikTok users who allege it violates their First Amendment rights, with more legal challenges expected. Now, even if the law is allowed to stand, the practicalities of the Internet make it almost impossible to keep TikTok out of the hands of users. The bill establishes fines of $10,000 per violation per day. Now, a single violation is defined as each time a user accesses TikTok, is offered the ability to access TikTok, or is offered the ability to download TikTok. Individual users themselves would not be on the hook just for accessing TikTok, according to the law. If the law does survive in courts, TikTok and companies such as Apple and Google could be forced to find ways to restrict TikTok from Montana smartphone users or face huge penalties. But that is a huge if. I mean, even if the law survives a legal challenge, experts say its breadth could make it difficult to effectively implement and enforce. Now, for one thing, app stores like Apple's operate on a country-by-country basis and aren't able to filter apps at the statewide level. In other words, this whole ban thing? Nobody really knows. Bud Light is back in the news. CNN is reporting that last year, the Human Rights Campaign Foundation gave Bud Light parent company Anheuser-Busch a top rating for LGBTQ plus equality. But because of how the company handled backlash to a sponsored post by Dylan Mulvaney, a transgender woman, that company is now off the list. The organization informed Anheuser-Busch of its decision in a May letter viewed by CNN after previously writing to the company in April criticizing its response. Bud Light's sponsorship of an April 1 Instagram post by Mulvaney set off a firestorm of anti-trans backlash and calls for a boycott. The company first responded with a straightforward explanation of its relationship with social media influencers like Mulvaney. But later, it released a vague statement from the CEO that failed to offer support for Mulvaney or the trans community, and the company ended up angering pretty much everybody in the process. Bud Light sales dropped in the ensuing weeks. You know, it's not one thing, it's another. Gotta sometimes pick a side, maybe? We don't know. You know, it's one thing to deliver nearly everything from Amazon's vast warehouse network, yet it's another thing to operate a grocery store. Business Insider is reporting that Amazon is looking for tenants for some Amazon Fresh stores and facing a lawsuit from a landlord at another, as new openings for the grocery chain have slowed down. 6 stores in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and 1 outside of Detroit have been listed for sublease through local real estate agents, according to Axios, Twin Cities, and Crain's Detroit Business Letter. And Amazon reportedly has terminated the lease on a second Metro Detroit site. Amazon is also facing a lawsuit from its landlord at a planned Amazon Fresh location in Philadelphia, that according to the Philadelphia Business Journal. Federal Realty Investment Trust is seeking $180,000 in rent and other expenses on a location in Willow Grove. That's a suburb north of the city. Amazon signed a lease for that location back in April of 2020. There is a pressure campaign going on in Illinois as Uber is fighting a legislative bill that proponents say will create a safer experience for Uber riders. Business Insider is reporting that the Democratic-controlled state legislature passed a bill that would subject services like Uber and Lyft to the same safety standards as taxis, buses, trains, and other means of transport. The law would make it possible to sue the companies, not just the drivers, when passengers are harmed, whether intentionally or accidentally. If signed into law, it would eliminate an exemption in Illinois law that has protected ride-hailing companies since 2015. Well, there were a couple of things on the minds of investors, and on Friday, Wall Street ended in the red. The major indexes finished lower on Friday, weighed down by worries over the debt ceiling deadline and concerns that more mergers involving regional banks might be needed. The Dow fell 109 points, or 0.3%, to close at 33,426. The S&P 500 fell 6 points, or 0.1%, to finish at 4,191. And the NASDAQ dropped 30 points, or 0.2%, to end at 12,657. All three major indexes did book weekly gains, however, with the Dow rising by 0.4% to snap 2 straight weeks of losses. The S&P 500 saw a 1.6% gain for the week, also snapping back-to-back weekly losses. The NASDAQ, well, that rose by 3% in a 4th straight week of gains for its longest winning streak since the week ending February 3rd. And finally, there is this. And this is all about the debt ceiling, a possible recession, and jobs. All of this malarkey about the debt ceiling could plunge the United States into a deep recession, and what would that do to jobs? Well, Bloomberg is reporting that many Wall Street economists expect the U.S. to fall into a recession during the coming year. Debt ceiling talk or no debt ceiling talk? But what does that mean for American workers? Among economists who expect a downturn, the average of 15 predictions suggests the U.S. economy could shed some 1.7 million jobs over the next year, which amounts to roughly 120,000 per month. It is a stark reminder that even if a recession is mild by historical standards, it would still involve hundreds of thousands of Americans, at a minimum, losing their jobs. However, and this is the big however, what if the U.S. does default on its bills? Well, that would produce a much larger recession, and job cut estimates could be 5 to 6 to 8 times higher than a mild recession. not to mention the credibility of the United States to other nations. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for this Friday. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll visit again on Sunday at noon. News Talk 1540, KXEL, and yes, we do stream. All right, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.